Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The most banned network in the world.
This is it, ladies and gentlemen. Game time. As the American people battle to wrest control of their government from the multinational crime syndicate known as the New World Order. Their Great Reset, and the plan to collapse civilization and build on its ashes their transhumanist satanic nightmare. It's Tuesday, November 8th. The year is 2022, and we're going live as we speak until deep into the night, into the early morning hours. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Very blessed and honored to be in attack formation, taking on the globalists. Coming up today, we have got a who's who of huge guests on the broadcast, from David Icke to Stephen Bannon, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, Ali Alexander. The list goes on and on. Thank you so much for joining us today. Wow, let's get into it. They knew that people were watching them trying to run a replay of the fraud of 2 years ago. And so they waited until about a week before the election to start with the Red Mirage talk. And, oh, the election won't be known for a few days. Now a week, maybe a few weeks. And all the key battleground states of Arizona, that shouldn't be a battleground, but they steal it, and Michigan and Pennsylvania, they're having the machines malfunction and shut down in the key districts. And they're having all sorts of problems. And, oh, and the federal courts are ruling that ballots that are mismarked and dated wrong and all torn up, they're good, too. They're running the exact same play they ran 2 years ago. The question is, will they have enough dead people on the rolls and enough people that moved out of state who had their names harvested, and it'll then be put on these ballots they've got in reserve in warehouses ready after the numbers come in and show a huge Republican tsunami, 54 to 56 Senate seats, massive increases in the House of Representatives as well. That's what all the scientific polling shows. Even the Washington Post is predicting in the Senate 54 Republicans, Democrats 46 in the House, 246 Republicans to 189 Democrats. That's a 60-plus increase in the House, exactly what I've been predicting. But ladies and gentlemen, they are going to steal as many of these as they can. This is one hell of a time to be alive, I can tell you. ABC News said Red Mirage will look like big Republican win, but vote count could take weeks. Here's the actual ABC News article where they say it could take weeks with a S, meaning plural, meaning multiple weeks. Early election night results might not indicate final tallies. Red Mirage, or an actual GOP red lead, will likely reoccur, but will be taken away, says ABC News. And Fetterman says, it'll look like he loses, but he's going to win. You better believe he is, of course. We also have the press secretary out there saying the exact same thing. That clip's coming up next segment. Fetterman campaign issues memo warning of a long leak for a process that takes several days before results are in. Lashes out. Fetterman campaign issues memo warning of the election being delayed. Fetterman's PA Senate campaign sued and won. Pennsylvania voters line up to cast new ballots as GOP loses lawsuit to block voters from fixing mail-in ballots and incorrect dates. 2 years after election turmoil, GOP voters remain skeptical of election vote counts. Shouldn't you be skeptical? Poll, 61% of Republicans still believe Biden didn't win fair and square, and they believe bears go to bathroom in the woods. It goes on and on. We're going to be laying it all out, and then all the magic problems all over the country as the key districts, the machines, fail. And then they get specially booted right at the last minute, and magically the Democrats win. They're such good people. They're so loving and liberal. All right, ladies and gentlemen, gigantic broadcast coming up today. The globalists are in an absolute panic right now. They are attacking and suing and censoring and spying on and engaging in bullying and physical attacks against populist conservatives and Christians, not just in America, but worldwide. And their number one most hated enemy in the media is InfoWars, because we know the globalist number, we know their operation, we know their modus operandi, and we know how to take them down peacefully. We've got great products that fund the operation that also are incredibly powerful and the highest quality for your immune system and more. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now. Black Friday comes early. Use promo code 1776 and get up to 60% off on these best-selling products at InfoWarsStore.com. Biggest sale of the year, promo code 1776, up to 60% off. Take action now and empower your body.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Well, we were supposed to already be off the air. And the deep state threw everything they had at InfoWars in the last 5 years. But thanks to you, the listeners and viewers of this transmission, and this great crew, and our amazing guest, and my determination given to me by God, my will given to me by my Heavenly Father, we are still on air and in many ways more influential and more powerful, all glory to God, than we've ever been before. Woo! The Republicans would win every Senate seat that's up for a vote right now. They would win basically every House seat if there wasn't systemic fraud that's been documented. But the red wave's so big, I do predict, even when they try to stuff the ballots in the next few weeks and shut things down, that it's not going to work, and the Republicans will narrowly take the Senate and will get a big win in the House. Even the Washington Post predicts in the Senate, 54 Republican wins against 46 Democrat, and the House, 246 Republicans versus 189 Democrats. And I think that is a very conservative estimate if it wasn't for the fraud. But I think you'll actually see less than this because the power structure is not completely unified. And there's a lot of Democrats and city machines that are going to steal the election, even if the higher-ups aren't wanting that. And what I'm saying is to be very clear. The deep state doesn't want a big Republican majority. They want to be able to still control things and run things, and they're scared of a new populist beachhead and caucus forming. They want to work with the neocons and the deep state Democrats and the rhinos, but they don't want too big a Republican victory. But they're going to allow somewhat of a victory, A, because there's such a tsunami, it's hard to steal, but B, they want to blame Republicans for the diesel shortages and the power outages and the depression that we are accelerating over the edge into. So that's my best analysis and calculus of what's about to happen. If they didn't steal a bunch of the election, different races tonight, with a replay of what they did 2 years ago, you would see a massive realignment, the biggest political slaughter, nonviolent slaughter, metaphoric slaughter, we've ever seen since we've had voting in this country in the last 250 years. This, ladies and gentlemen, is the New World Order fighting for its life. That said, they'll mitigate it with fraud. And the Republicans will not get enough in to have a swing vote of patriots in the House that'll be able to not just block deep state legislation, but who would be able to push good legislation to bring the globalists to justice on a raft of issues like gain of function, bioweapons, and open borders, and human smuggling, and fentanyl, and just all the things that are going on around the country. And we see a complete replay of 2 years ago. ABC News and all the other globalist mouthpieces are saying, oh, it'll look like Republicans are winning massively, but expect a lot of those races to go for Democrats. So you can see the scripting, and you can see the scripting in the last speech of Biden. Well, he's done a bunch of speeches the last few days, but the big one last Friday, where he said, we can't have them attacking democracy. Why, they want to hurt us, and they want to put us in camps, and they want to kill our kids. You've heard that talking point, just totally made up. And that if you challenge the election, you are a terrorist. But they're going to challenge the election and are challenging the election. And have Politico out there saying they think that the RNC is trying to steal races with the voting machines. So total oxymoronic murder of common sense, murder of logic. Upside down world. You can't talk about election fraud. You can't question elections. You shouldn't investigate, even though the State Department for 80 years or more has sent delegates around the world to observe elections and grade them. And if you compare our elections to other countries, we have amongst some of the worst elections in the world, according to international watchdog groups. So, don't trust foreign elections, but you can trust ours, and don't ask any questions. ABC News says Red Mirage will look like big Republican win, but vote count could take weeks. Early election night results might not indicate final tallies for weeks, ABC News. And it goes on and on and on, with Michigan Democrat officials saying expected to take weeks. And the White House press secretary will play in a moment saying it could take weeks. And Fetterman saying it could take weeks. And a federal judge ruling that, yes, they've got to count ballots that are mislabeled or torn up or have the wrong dates on them. It goes on and on. And let's look at some of those headlines dealing with the, quote, outages and things. Voting machines down in New Jersey's Mercer County, where we just always seem to see the swing vote for Democrats in a state that's normally Democrat swinging heavily Republican, just like New York. Michigan pollster does expect red mirage on election night, but Democrat victories. Fox. Jim campaign sounds alarm about red mirage. Axios. Trump calls on Republicans to go out and vote, crush the communists at the ballot box. Love that rhetoric. It's absolutely true. Election day tabulators across Maricopa County. Again, that key place that keeps happening, where the Republicans win in all the other counties, but not there. Oh, and in Maricopa County, they're not working again. Tabulators in Texas in key Democrat-controlled areas, not working again. Just like before, votes in key Arizona counties are being misread, of course, accidentally for the Democrats. Here we go again. Dominion machines in Mercer, New Jersey, experiencing programming glitch. It's happening again in New York City polling stations with a pipe bomb threat, the same as a broken water main that didn't actually happen there in Atlanta. A last-minute change is already delaying vote counting in Philadelphia. Judge denies request to sequester military ballots in Wisconsin. 68% say they'll be thinking about inflation a lot when casting their ballots. Governor Witch Whitmer got confronted about her lockdowns. She just said her headphones didn't work anymore. Biden pledged to shut down coal plants, twisted by media, says the White House press secretary. And more gaslighting. Here's the press secretary talking about it may take a while to actually tell you who won the election, because, again, they only have so many votes in warehouses pre-filled out. They only got so many bullets in their gun to steal key areas, and the party bosses want to be able, when the rubber meets the road, because they don't have enough votes to steal it everywhere, to pick the key places where they do want to keep their operatives in place. Here it is.
It took 2 weeks to call every state. In modern elections, more and more ballots are being cast in early voting and also by mail. And many states don't start counting those ballots until after the ballots, after the polls close on November 8th. So you heard the president say this the other night. He has been very clear on this as well. We may not know all the winners of elections for a few days. It takes time to count all legitimate ballots in a legal and orderly manner. manner. That's how this is supposed to work, and it's important for us.
So that's how it's supposed to work. You go back 50 years ago, 80 years ago, 100 years ago, every little precinct would count the ballots. They would then phone it in or call it in, or before we really even had telephones, they would then go down to the city square area, and they would then tabulate them all together. You'd have poll watchers that would go and make sure that that number that was at the precinct was correct. We had pretty fair elections on average. Still some problems. But now with all the computers and all the fancy gadgetry, well, we just can't know for weeks. That's just the way it works, ladies and gentlemen. Now, a big part of this activism exposing these people is never giving up, even when they steal elections, and coming back and enforcing the issue as it angers voters who don't give up and only double down. And that's what scares them. They want you to give up, never give up. And they also don't want you to say, hey, there's live, real coverage of what's going down and what they don't want you to know about the election as they try a replay of the theft of 2 years ago. Here's the forbidden link, Alex Jones and Infowars.com and Infowars.com/show and band.video. We'll be right back. But you are the Paul Revere's. Spread the live transmission now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You've got advanced prostate cancer, but you're not waiting around. You want straight talk, the facts about Orgovyx.
Orgovyx Relugolix, 120 milligram prescription tablets, is a treatment for adults with advanced prostate cancer. Fact, Orgovyx is a different kind of androgen deprivation therapy treatment, a pill, not an injection. Orgovyx may cause serious side effects, including a heart condition called QT prolongation. Tell your doctor right away if you feel dizzy, faint, have a racing or pounding heart, or chest pain. Orgovyx can cause harm to an unborn baby or miscarriage. Use birth control during treatment and for 2 weeks after Orgovyx treatment. The most common side effects include hot flushes, increased blood sugar and blood fat levels, muscle and joint pain, decreased blood hemoglobin levels, increased liver enzymes, tiredness, constipation, and diarrhea. Other side effects include weight gain, decreased sex drive, and erectile function problems. Orgovyx may cause infertility. Talk to your doctor if infertility is a concern for you.
Go with Orgovyx. Ask your doctor. For more facts, visit GoWithTheFacts.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Metaphorically, we don't want any violence. Biden keeps saying we're all about to be a bunch of terrorists. The Republicans are about to be violent when they try to steal the election, when they have the history of being violent. And there's a bunch of news articles about the CIA all over the news. I'll cover this coming up next segment, saying it's time to use the CIA on the American people, which they're already doing. That broke in the last few weeks in The Intercept. To censor you, to surveil you, to control you, working with the ADL. This is completely illegal. It's absolutely outrageous. We don't even need new laws or investigations. They've done it. It's on the books. It's illegal. They need to be arrested. Coming up today, David Icke, George Christensen is going to be on, member of parliament in Australia, about the massive miscarriages that are happening. We're going to be covering the election, all the latest numbers, right through past midnight tonight. We're going to be covering the big issues they don't want us to focus on as well. We're going to have Owen Troyer, Harrison Smith, Ali Alexander, Steve Bannon, Robert Barnes, and a bunch of other big guests like Roger Stone, Darren Beatty, and others right through past midnight tonight. You definitely do not want to miss any of this. The live show headline has the feed in it on the front page of InfoWars.com for you to share. Live Election Day coverage with Alex Jones. The deep state is attempting to steal the midterms using the exact same criminal tactics from 2020. And we've got a big transmission lined up. Yours truly, Alex Jones and his team, and an ensemble of insightful guests and broadcasters will be transmitting deep into the night as we chronicle the incredible spectacle of the American people trying to retake control of the nation from the transhumanist globalist. Watch and share this tremendous live broadcast that will be a marathon of vital election coverage and exclusive analysis found nowhere else. Stay tuned for special guests and more that will also be added to the list. The Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order is now here. Thank you so much for joining us. And I want to be very clear. They're going to try to spin their attempt at steal tonight. That's why we're not just going to chronicle like we're passive observers here what they're trying to do to us. We're going to be tracking it with your calls from what you've seen at the polls or what you're witnessing in key battleground states like Michigan, like Pennsylvania, like Wisconsin, like Arizona. We are going to be, and like Georgia, we're going to be just blasting through today and taking a ton of calls throughout the night, not just the special guests that are joining us. And I may even do something tonight where we don't even get your name or where you're calling from, and we just air you live on air. That's something I used to do a long time ago when I was running the show with only one border operator. That's real talk radio right there. But that'll be later into the wee hours of the evening, and it won't be fully decided tonight because they don't care if Republicans win about 5-10 points. They've got warehouses full of fake ballots. They're going to go cram them in. They're going to pull in with trucks in the middle of the night when it's closed. They're going to cover the windows up again. They're going to say water mains broke again when they don't. They're going to try to steal it. I mean, this is a hardcore criminal group. And they're going to try to intimidate and attack and sue anybody that challenges it. But it doesn't matter. In the end, we're winning. And you see the whole world turning against the New World Order. But I want to cover the tactics with David Icke who's been listed as a level 3 terrorist. You know, I saw that last week when it broke, and then I went and looked at the actual EU letter. It said, well, he believes the government's corrupt and planning to put you in camps, and that's scary and can make people not like the government, so he's banned from Europe for 2 years. That's the model for the rest of the world. But then they're doing everything David Icke says they're doing. This ties into everything we've been covering. That's next segment. Then, as I said, later in the next hour, we'll open the phones up. We'll have another guest pop in from Australia for 30 minutes. We'll take calls again. Then Mike Adams is loaded for bear with critical information, breaking news that he's tracking in the fourth hour. And then Owen Schroyer, the War Room, is just loaded with guests. We'll be taking calls, all the latest numbers. And then at about 6 Central, we'll start getting a real clear picture of what's going on. And I'm going to be here from about 6:30 right through to 2 a.m. tonight. Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith are going to be in another studio. And every 15 minutes, we're going to cut to them. And they're going to give us news and analysis and the latest breaking information. And that's critical. So starting at 6 p.m. tonight, we'll air a few reports and a few promos and a few special reports and maybe a few ads, but it's going to be very commercial light. I would imagine you'll probably get 3 minutes of ads an hour. Again, everybody's addicted to podcasts, and so am I. I was one of the first podcasters out there. I've always done a podcast, you know, on top of the show until they banned me off of most podcasting. But we're still on air because of our great AM/FM affiliates. There's 14 minutes in ads an hour, standard talk radio. But when we shift into our coverage tonight at 6 p.m., we're going to go very commercial light. And our affiliates everywhere are not just welcome. I'm asking them respectfully to carry our live coverage or go back and forth with our live coverage and your local station's coverage or other national coverage as well. We're free to air, meaning no contracts needed to carry our shows. Some stations want contracts, but we do that when they want it. We have affiliate relations team, great folks that do that, Scott Bronson and John Harmon. But we are free to air, meaning carry the show, carry any clips, anything you want, we're free to air. It belongs to the people of America and the world. And I want to just ask listeners again to spread all the live feeds. You're the force multipliers. We always, on elections, get an extra 5, 6, 7 million viewers. On the 2016 election, we had over 35 million people tune in just 24 hours and over 87 million people that week. That's conservatively. So that's what scared them so bad when our broadcast was the biggest thing in the world in 2016 and why we became public enemy number one, because we're the model of what they fear. So at the same time, please remember, financially, we're in your hands. Plus, we've got amazing products you need. So don't miss out on these products. The biggest sale of the year always peaks in November. We've got all the products in, or most of them in, and it's up to 60% off with promo code 1776. And these deals will continue through Christmas. But a lot of stuff in the next week is going to be sold out. And so if you want to do your Christmas shopping now or stock up on great things like X3 or Vitamin Mineral Fusion or DNA Force Plus or Brain Force Ultra or Brain Force Plus or the Ultimate Krill Oil, highest rated krill oil, incredible, it does for your whole cardiovascular, your brain. I take it before I go to sleep. Just gives you the best deep dreams, best sleep. Major studies out on that. Ultimate fish oil, highest grade as well. It's all up to 60% off. Everything's 40 to 50% off. You get an additional 10% off promo code 1776. That's up to 60% off. Some of these products we're making 10% on at that sale level. So you're getting a really good deal. These are all grade A, you know, beyond prime, the best we can find. Take our body's ultimate turmeric formula. It's 95% curcuminoid. We went out to top developers and said, what's the highest curcuminoid? They go 75. Nobody goes past that. Most folks do 5%. It still works great. Ours is 95% curcuminoid. That's why people love it so much. That's the type of stuff you get at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. If you want to fund our legal defense to stay on air, go to SaveInfoWars.com and make a donation. I want to thank you all for your support. I'm pointing my finger at you. And I'm also pointing it right back at myself. You forget to take your multivitamins. You forget to take your vitamin D3. You forget to take your Brain Force Plus. You forget to take DNA Force Plus. You forget to take the X3. And you know it makes your life better. And you know it makes you healthier. And you constantly forget. And when you remember to do it, you're a lot healthier. This stuff will blow you away. Plus, it funds our operation. We have the biggest sale of the year going right now at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code 1776 to get up to 60% off on these best-selling products. The lowest deal is 40%. Most of the sales are 60 or 50% when you use promo code 1776. There's too many products to tell you about them all. They're all kick-ass. They keep us on the air. Please continue to support, and I love you, and I thank you. 1776 at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
With music and the truth until dawn. Right now, I got a few words for some of our brothers and sisters in the occupied zone. The chair is against the wall. John has a long mustache.
This is the heart of 1776.
It's 12 o'clock, Americans, another day closer to victory. And for all of you out there on or behind the lines, this is your song.
God, a tiger by the tail, this plain to see. I won't be much when you get through with me.
He never gives up. He's Alex Jones, broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, worldwide.
Well, the global social engineers are trying to overwhelm us and break our will while normalizing a corporate world government, a world ID, carbon taxes, social credit scores, bankrupting us, so we're all on social credit score controlled universal basic incomes. And whether you're in Europe or whether you're in the UK or Australia or Canada or the US, they had military psyops, they bragged in the last 2 years, interfacing with the media and directing them to use mind control and fear and to, quote, brainwash the public. And then we told you this over a decade ago, but it's now come out mainstream news that the CIA and FBI here domestically and their counterparts in places like the UK and the EU are directly involved surveilling populists, conservatives, liberals, they don't care, anti-war folks, people that question the Afghan withdrawal, people that question election fraud, lockdowns, forced injections. As Biden said in that report he put out as the new U.S. directive for law enforcement and the military and the CIA, that anyone questioning elections, anyone questioning open borders, anyone questioning lockdowns, anyone questioning forced injections, now they've added to the list, questioning the withdrawal, questioning the Ukraine war, that's in the news last week, is a terrorist. And now I have a big stack of articles here we'll go over in major publications with CIA officers saying we need to take the gloves off, just like we with radical Islam, if they actually fund, and go after people domestically as terrorists for their views. Overhead shot. I'll show some people some of the documents. Then we'll go to David Icke. It just happened to him. I've been patient zero for deplatforming, debanking, lawsuits, demonization. Now David Icke's been singled out to the next level, declaring someone a terrorist in an official EU document. U.S. COVID response, tabled by National Security Council, run by the Pentagon, mainstream news. We're going to be getting to all of that coming up. It ties into Operation Lockstep from 2011, run by the Rockefeller Foundation. And here's even the NIH saying the U.S. Department of State is policing the population. They're going to use viruses for control. That's the government itself. And it goes on and on and on. And that ties in to the big event that just happened to David Icke. David Icke banned from European Union countries for 2 years. That's how terrified the cult is of him. They went on to list him as a level 3 terrorist. The transcript at DavidIcke.com of it. We went and transcribed it ourselves. We believed that, but we wanted to have it ourselves. And indeed, from the EU via the Netherlands, they say, you question government. You say that we are tyrants. That's not allowed. You're a level 3 terrorist. Deep state operative argues to use same technologies using his radical Islam to take down conservative Americans. Gateway pundit. And here's the actual article. Fox News, former CIA intelligence officer, suggests using counterterrorism strategies against right-wing Americans. It's already been going on. Remember, domesticate parents at the school board meetings over critical race theory and transgenderism? Turned out the Justice Department ran that. It wasn't a request of the schools. That's what we're talking about with David Icke and how it ties in to the Disinformation Governance Board they claimed that they shut down. No, it's still operating, and they say in their own documents that we covered last week, it's illegal what they're doing, but they've got to keep it secret. And so the think tanks, it says, the ADL, they name them, give them, the government, the order. Then the government creates a secret government order that's illegal and then has the ADL tell, along with a handful of other think tanks and watchdog groups and fact checkers, what big tech and the media does. I mean, this is Chinese communist level. So David Icke joins us to talk about this historic event. And I don't want to say I'm envious or jealous, but he's, I mean, you know how dangerous somebody is to the cult, as he calls them, by how much they're attacked. Well, this is a new level. 3 years ago, Zuckerberg said, I'm the most banned person in the world. He said, I'm now what you call a dangerous person, and that violence is allowed to be called for against me, but no one is allowed to say anything positive. That's the actual rules of Facebook. Well, David Icke has now reached a level above that. He's listed as a terrorist. The type one tries to blow up or shoot people for political aims. The type two supports them. But type three just says bad things about the system and encourages terrorists. Well, under that rubric, all of us are terrorists, aren't we? David Icke of DavidIcke.com, the iconic, longtime top broadcaster in the UK, till he had his epiphany in the early 90s, then became the greatest challenger of the cult, along with myself, since then. But he's been around longer than I have. We're kind of the two-headed monster, according to the New World Order. And he joins us now. David, you are now officially listed as a Type 3 terrorist because you said the government is authoritarian, which they're proving they are. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, Alex. Well, the thing is that what kind of level of moron does it take for you to say things about what's happening and what the plan is? For those things to then unfold in front of people's eyes, and they then say it's a conspiracy theory. I mean, the level of moron needed to process that into a conclusion is just beyond my imagination. What happened, Alex, is that I was asked to go and speak, wait for it, at a peace rally in Amsterdam, which I was very happy to do. And this is the sequence that happens. It's the same sequence that led to me being banned from Australia in 2019. First of all, you're invited to speak, okay? And then you get usually an ultra-Zionist organization, in this case an organization called CIDI. In Australia, it was one called the Anti-Defamation Commission. These are man and a dog organizations. And they start kicking off that you're going to say this and you're going to say that when you're actually not going to say it, and they bloody well know it. And what happens then is the media pick it up, and in the Netherlands, the entirety of the media went absolutely off their heads, was everywhere, television, radio, national newspapers, that this anti-Semite was going to come and speak in Amsterdam. What happens then is the morons kick in. These are the woker morons. These are the anti-fascist fascists and the anti-hate haters. They kick off and they say, we've got to stop this because we're anti-fascist. Right, okay, well, look in the mirror if you want to see a fascist, mate. And then the government come in, and the politicians, of course, desperate to virtue signal, they say, oh, yes, we mustn't have this man. He's spewing hatred. Evidence, evidence. We don't need evidence. You're spewing hatred. And then the government in general, the Netherlands government, and this happened in Australia, they said, we've got to stop this man in some way or other.
David, stay there. I went to you late because I wanted to set this up. You'll have plenty of time next hour and next segment. Yeah. Stay there. I mean, give me the floor when we come back. But I want to just preface it because what you just said is exactly what they do here and everywhere else. The ADL group really runs the government, literally. It's in the documents. They then go create the complaint in the media, and then the government responds. But in the documents, it's really the ADL ordering the government to do it. Then they have the ADL make the complaint, then the government makes the order. We'll be right back with David Icke. I mean, it's in the documents, folks. It's the ADL. I mean, they literally are the thought police. So dangerous. Closest things to Nazis in our lifetimes. We'll be right back.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back to live coverage. Going through past midnight tonight with Steve Bannon, Roger Stone, Owen Schroyer, Robert Barnes, so many others. Ali Alexander in studio. Right through midnight tonight. I'm going to be up here from like 6:30 on through midnight. I'm going to be here, obviously, till past 2 o'clock today. Mike Adams is going to be coming in as well. So much more. But what David Icke is telling you is the future under the global social credit score for everybody. He's been listed as a, quote, level 3 terrorist of the EU, banned from going to a peace rally. Obviously, he's not anti-Semitic. He's not anti-human in any way. All completely made up. So how this works is globalist bodies create the policy. The WEF says we're going to censor all opposition, puts out policy papers. Then usually ADL affiliations of B'nai B'rith around the world, that's just who does it. It's on record. You see it all over the news. They come in and have policy that the government implements. Then government covertly goes and tells big tech and others, follow the orders of the ADL when they complain. That's in the documents, in the Intercept document that we've been covering for a week and a half here. David Icke just lived through it and the next level of the control. So David, we got to the point of the governments then who were behind it, working through these groups, say, oh my gosh, we've got the media freaking out. They've all libeled you, calling you a Nazi, which is upside down world. You're loved by everybody across the board. And then the government lists you as a terrorist. And what's even more insane is what they call being a terrorist is questioning them. So please continue.
Yeah, so you reach the point, as I was saying, where they have wound up the moronic wokers, the anti fascists and the anti-hate haters. And what happens, because, you know, obviously I'm talking across a range, a tapestry of subjects, you get other groups coming in. And so in the end, there were three counter-protests that were going to be in the Dam Square in Amsterdam, protesting against me. There was the city one, and they were going to blow whistles and bang drums to drown me out if I got in there. Then there was another anti-fascist group, and then Extinction Rebellion was going to be there because I'm challenging human caused climate change. And of course, what they're trying to do is silence you. You're saying actually there is an agenda, a conspiracy to silence people having a different opinion. And then they go and prove you're right by telling you you're wrong. And so we reached the point then where the government had their excuse. This is what it's all leading to. And so they called the police in, and the police say, oh, we're a bit worried. We're a bit worried about these counter protests, and there might be trouble. And so they say, well, there might be trouble because of, you know, the way people are acting towards you. Well, yeah, thanks to you. And they say, we have got to protect the people from harm and possible violence, and so, which is not going to come from me. It's going to come from the protesters. And so they ban you. But it went more than that, because we got a letter. I mean, I've been here before. I was sitting in a hotel in Los Angeles 4 hours before heading to Australia in 2019 to do a six-city tour when I got this letter from the immigration minister in Australia, a bloke called David Coleman, saying, actually, we're going to revoke your visa. You're not coming in anymore. And the same thing basically happened. I was sitting on the Kent coast before I was going to go through the next day, the Channel Tunnel to Amsterdam. And suddenly this thing arrives, this letter arrives, and it says that not only are you not allowed to come into Amsterdam, but you're banned for 2 years from what they call the Schengen group of countries, 26 countries in Europe, and not only in the European Union, that work together. And if one bans you, they all ban you. Right. So I thought it was a joke for a start and a hoax that they were going to ban me from 26 countries. And I hear today, Alex, it's more than that, because other countries that are not actually in the Schengen group also follow the Schengen, what they call a Schengen information system, SIS, definitions of undesirable people. And they ban them as well, including the United States. So
An international no travel database for your peace movement, pro-human, anti-tyranny views.
Yeah, I'm actually pretty much confined to the UK now because of having the view that a few people are controlling the world to a very sinister end. That very end that's unfolding all around us. I mean, hello. And so one of the things in that letter from the Dutch government was that, I mean, they went in and started talking about, oh, you're saying that, you know, some of these people are reptiles and all that stuff. Oh, that dehumanizes them. And it said that what you're doing and what you're saying is challenging the legitimacy of people in authority. Oh, really? Well, I thought challenging the legitimacy of people in power was what they called freedom and a basic human right to question governments. But no, questioning governments now has you silenced and banned. And for a very simple reason. I mean, there's very good things about this. And that is, you know, you can see where the real power is. I mean, these people control the banking system, the government system. They control the corporations, the major corporations. They control the media. They control Silicon Valley. And yet they're frightened of a few people standing up and pointing out what they're doing. So, you know, for them to be terrified of people like me to the point they have to go to these incredible lengths, it just shows you where the real power is. If people would just wake up, stiffen their backbone and say, no, we're not cooperating with you. Without our cooperation or mass, they couldn't do this.
It really is crazy to go back and read your books from 30 years ago and my films and work from over 25 years ago And it's all come true exactly like we said, because we're just going off their own documents. I mean, they're admitting at the WEF they want to silence all political opposition. They're talking about, in the London Guardian, arresting people that question man-made global warming. You've got all the elites flying to these UN climate summits on private jets. You've got Extinction Rebellion harassing blue-collar workers getting their jobs, but never going and harassing the elites, and openly being funded by the most powerful families on Earth. I mean, they're out in the open saying they want to depopulate us. They're out in the open saying they want control of our bodies to put things in us. It's confirmed the shots don't work. It's confirmed they're killing us. I mean, it's just, we're inside the New World Order, David. What comes next?
Well, I tell you what, when the big pennies drop, they dropped for me a long time ago, is when you realize, Alex, that you're living in a lunatic asylum. That's basically what it is. And so you've got wake people who can see the lunacy, and you've got loads of actual lunatics that can't see it and think they are they're credible. They think they're challenging the system, for instance, when they are demanding everything the system wants. And so, this cult, as I call it, this global cult with all its different expressions like the World Economic Forum, that doesn't concern me anything like as much as the morons, and I keep using that word because it's appropriate, in the population. Because the number of people in full knowledge of what they're doing, compared with the global population, now about to pass 8 billion, is tiny. And they couldn't do what they're doing, and they couldn't do what they want to do, unless a vast tract of moronic members of the population, I mean, the woke mentality is a classic, would, one, just believe what they're told without question and just behave as they're told. This is what Extinction Rebellion and all these people are doing, the so-called liberals. They're actually fascistic, not liberal. They are campaigning and seeking to silence on the basis of what these billionaires and this cabal wants. They're playing their essential part in it. And without those morons, it wouldn't be possible. Without the moronic people who were shouting anti-fascist at me, the moronic people in this city ultra-Zionist organization, the moronic people in Extinction Rebellion, it would not have been possible to justify my ban, not only from the Netherlands, but so many other countries. It's the morons that are the problem. The cult is trying to impose it, but without the morons, it can't happen. And we need to call these people out and not be cowed by them.
And again, for those who don't know, they're a literal death cult funded by the most rich people on Earth, saying we all need to die, and the public needs to recognize that. We're going to go to break and come right back, but I want to ask you the big question, David Icke. I don't agree with David Rockefeller. I don't agree with Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab. We should just kill everybody. But if the public's that dumb and is caught in this trance through their social Darwinistic worldview, people deserve it, except children don't deserve it. They don't deserve to be injected with deadly shots. If some leftist idiot wants to take poison shots and die, that's their issue. But the children don't deserve it. We'll come right back on the other side and talk about where this is all headed with the iconic David Icke of DavidIcke.com and Alex Jones of Infowars.com and Band.Video. Sharing those links is a revolutionary act. Share all three now. DavidIcke.com, Infowars.com, Band.Video.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.